So, due to your massive enthusiasm upon singing the chorus of weightlifting, I am almost afraid to say this. This is the last song of the first half.
Aww.
Who wants to sing along with the chorus?
Yeah.
Helen does. Apart from Helen, who wants to sing along with the chorus?
I think Amy said yes.
I think maybe a massive like applause and cheers.
Yes! Let's do it!
Fine.
You're gonna know the words.
Be nice.
Probably by the end if okay. You don't know them at the beginning anyway. The song goes something like this. But every time I play this song, God has said something different to me. However, God is not the only person I regularly commune with on a weekly basis. That hour in church is often spent with God, and then there are other people I commune with on a higher spiritual plane. There's people like Stephen Fry, Mitch Benn, Robert Llewellyn, John Cleese, a lot of other people who I probably can't mention the name of the decency. Joining Twitter was the best decision I ever made. It's enhanced my life and my spiritual conquest. Beyond all measures, fathomable and unfathomable. Didn't know that clamming devotees can be abused sexually or asexually. In other words, if they wish to have a relationship that's described with, they don't feel they're compatible, they just split. That joke has no relevance to this song whatsoever. I have no idea why I started taking this joke. I just sort of got mixed up. Anyway, yes, no, God, on Twitter, that was what I was talking about. I was going to say God had a Twitter account, but I didn't really have a punchline to the joke, so if anyone thinks a punchline to that joke, maybe, oh yes, I remember what I was going to say now, God on Twitter, right? Well, so God has a Twitter account, his Twitter account is at God, so you can probably look someone up, and he only has one tweet, he repeats it every night, and this is what he says, Mr. it wasn't as good as LSD. Take a 5-minute break, shall we?